This is To Your Satisfaction, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Freebird and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing Derek Hale style Stilinski, with additional tags for scent marking, rimming, oral sex, established relationship, fluff, domestic, future fic, laundry. The sight of Derek doing anything is generally a turn-on for Styles. But coming home from college to see Derek, dressed only in his underwear, folding their clean laundry into neat piles on the bed that they share every night? Well, that's hotter than anything has a right to be. Styles pauses in the doorway, and he knows that Derek must be aware of his presence. But Derek's playing the game and pretending that Styles isn't there, and Styles is happy to go along with that. He leans against the door jamb, arms folded, and watches, appreciating the high curve of Derek's ass and the muscles in his back that shift under the skin as he moves. Derek is careful, folding each item precisely, matching socks to their partners. But with each item that comes out of the basket, he sniffs it first, nose wrinkling. Then he brushes it against his cheeks, rubbing it over his stubble a few times, and sniffs again. Sometimes that's enough, and the item gets placed on the bed. But other times he repeats the action before it passes his wolfy smell test. A slow grin spreads across Styles' face. Suddenly, the time that he found Derek allegedly asleep, napping, in a pile of laundry that Styles had folded, makes a lot more sense. Dude, Derek carries on, not turning at the sound of Styles' voice. You can just put them in a pile and then roll on them if you want. That would save time. Derek turns and fixes Styles with a glare, a flare of red that warns him not to tease. But seriously, this is too good to resist. And winding Derek up, just a little, usually ends well. In a sexual way. Derek moves so fast that Styles barely registers. One moment, Styles is standing in the doorway. The next, he's tossed over Derek's shoulder and smacking at his ass in mock protest. Then he's flat on his back in the middle of the laundry, staring at the ceiling as Derek rips Styles' pants open and sucks his dick into his mouth. Whoa, my dad always told me my smart-ass mouth would get me in trouble, but I don't think this is what he... Fuck, Derek fangs away for sexy times, we've been through this. It's what he... Oh, Jesus. The growl in Derek's throat vibrates around Styles' cockhead. And Styles' words disintegrate into whimpers as he winds his fingers into Derek's hair and hangs on for dear life. He's just adjusting to the hungry sucks and pulls of Derek's mouth and calculating that at this rate he might manage to last 2 minutes tops when Derek grabs his hips and flips him over onto his belly, and all bets are off. Because with Derek's tongue probing his ass and his spit dripping down Styles' taint to tickle his balls, Styles feels like he might just come right the fuck now. His dick is rubbing against the piles of laundry. Clean laundry that's currently getting less clean by the minute. And it's just on that edge of painful, but it's good pain. Styles buries his face in one of Derek's folded t-shirts and bites down hard, trying to hold off a little longer. Mmm! Is all Styles can manage, with his teeth clamped around fabric. But Derek obviously gets the gist, because in one disorienting lurch, Styles is facing the ceiling again, and Derek's kissing him. He licks into Styles' mouth, wet and filthy, and tasting of Styles' ass. And that really shouldn't be hot, but somehow it is, and Styles is past caring why. Derek's hand is hot and tight around his cock, and every muscle in Styles' body is drawn up tight, his balls aching with the need for release. Yeah. Oh, God, Styles. Yeah. Varric's voice is gravel rough as Styles comes, shooting hot and thick over his belly and chest. He's dimly aware that Derek's other hand is on his own dick, jerking himself steadily as Styles takes over stroking his own cock, squeezing out the last few drops. Derek moves up to straddle him, scooping up Styles' cum to use for slick before stroking himself again, faster now. Derek's eyes are glowing red, and his fangs show as he throws his head back and growls, coming in thick spurts that add to the mess on Styles' belly. And Styles really isn't thinking about laundry now, because Derek is way more exciting than laundry. But he does, just fleetingly, wonder whether Derek was being careful on purpose. Because although they can get away with wearing clean laundry that just happens to smell of the both of them, laundry that's inundated with ewed jizz would probably cause a few raised eyebrows from the rest of the pack. Either way, his boyfriend is awesome, and laundry sex is awesome, and they should totally do this every time there's laundry to fold. If it makes Derek happy, then who is Styles to refuse? Derek's kissing him again now, all stubble and tongue and hungry little sounds that are for Styles and Styles alone. And Styles kisses him back, loving it, loving him. They finally separate, and Derek's eyes are back to their beautiful murky green as he stares down at Styles, in his nest of scattered underwear, bald socks, and now slightly crumpled t-shirts. "You are such a freak." Styles grabs a pair of underwear from under his head, Derek's, and wipes himself down. "Obviously these need to go back in the wash." He swipes at Derek with the sticky, crumpled pair of briefs. "But is the rest now to your satisfaction?" Derek's nostrils flare, and he inhales deeply, closing his eyes. When they snap open, there's a glint of red again, just for a second. He grins. "It'll do." The end.